Welcome to the special report. Mike Adams here. I know what caused the explosion of that munitions plant in Tennessee that just, well, as we say, it exploded. It's gone. Sadly, 19 people were killed in that explosion. It was a massive, obviously a massive explosion. The entire munitions plant is gone, and it's not coming back. It's history, okay? Wiped from the face of the earth. I'm also going to explain today why China banned the exports of rare earth minerals to many countries around the world that are using those to manufacture weapons of war. So we'll cover that too. But let's start with the explosion in Tennessee. Now, one of my contacts is an expert in... let me back up and say... He's not just like an explosives expert. He's a guy who works with the Department of Defense in the manufacturing of munitions for the U.S. military. Okay, so this isn't like, I know a guy who blows things up. No, it's not that. This is a guy who knows how to make these things because he does it at scale for the government. Okay, and he told me the following. He said that they know why that plant blew up in Tennessee. And it wasn't sabotage. It wasn't an act of war. It was a mistake. And the mistake is that they fill containers with this explosive called RDX, which has been around over 100 years. They use what's a process called molten filled or molten filling. So what they do is they heat the RDX, which already sounds dangerous. RDX, by the way, is cyclotrimethylene trinitrimine. Okay. Discovered by German chemist George Friedrich Henning in 1898. Okay. So just the name sounds dangerous, doesn't it? Anyway, this stuff, obviously, you know, it blows up. They call it energetics in the industry. These are energetics, things that go boom. Well, in this plant, they were using an old method, kind of an outmoded, dangerous method, which is called molten filling of the containers. So they would heat up the RDX, and then they would pour it in a molten state. They would pour it into the container where it goes, and then they wait for it to cool down, and that's how they do it. Okay. Apparently, that's a bad way to do it. As we have now seen, because it blew up and killed 19 people. The correct way to do this is called extrusion filling. So if any of you listening are in that industry, you know what I'm talking about. You need to have extrusion filling, which is where a room temperature mass of this RDX stuff is pushed through a form to fit a certain shape. And you can imagine there's all kinds of efforts to stop static electricity and things like that. You know, you don't want a spark to go off. But in this extruded fashion, it's much safer to handle because it's not hot. Because you heat it. Obviously, it is part way toward the ignition state. So apparently the molten filled plant is no longer with us, and so there won't be any more molten-filled RDX packages. I was also told by my contact that the cost of these energetics, which includes gunpowder and the supply chain materials to make things like RDX, the costs have gone up 400%, and that's just in the last year. And that includes C4, C3, cordite, triple base propellants, double base, triple base? I don't know all the terminology. I'm reading some of my notes here. Composition. The demand for these so-called energetics is through the roof right now, and the demand is global. So everybody's arming up for World War III, which may also explain why gold and silver keep skyrocketing. But everybody's arming up for World War III, and the U.S. government is tripling down on its purchases of all kinds of high explosives, but also on artillery rounds. Artillery rounds, that's right. So artillery rounds are being purchased right now around the world at quantities of billions. So there are contracts going out to purchase billions of rounds of, for example, 155, which is 155 millimeter artillery rounds. And those artillery rounds are made in, you know, different countries, different places around the world, countries in Europe, China makes some of them, etc. And they're made in the US as well. So anyway, what we know from this is that the world is arming up. But of course, Russia has a head start on this. Russia has been self-producing all kinds of munitions and armored vehicles and drones and missiles and so on for a very long time. And Russia's focus, its production on domestic supply chains. And it had to because of the sanctions and being cut off from the SWIFT system. But there have been economic sanctions on Russia for such a long period of time, many years, that Russia was forced to really reconfigure its own domestic supply chain for wartime military production. And as a result, Russia now has massive production capacity that isn't matched by the West. Now, this is important to understand because right now, Western countries, including the United States, they have burned through most of their ammo fighting Russia via the proxy state Ukraine. Also, of course, the U.S. has been sending a lot of bombs and weapons to Israel that had been used this entire time. And you know the U.S. is now trying to restock Israel, even though there's so-called peace right now. I don't trust that that's going to last because I've read the history books about Israel and Netanyahu in the Middle East. Yeah, peace doesn't last that long. It might last a while, maybe a month. Probably not much longer. So the U.S. is restocking Israel. Also, the Patriot missile batteries have to be restocked with all the interceptor munitions, etc. This is resulting in a huge demand for munitions that it turns out cannot be met by the domestic production capabilities of the United States. So the U.S. is turning to a lot of other countries to manufacture a lot of these munitions. These are countries that include South Korea, for example, for naval vessels, as well as various Western European countries for things like artillery rounds. But it's not just artillery. It's also things like cruise missiles, and it's things like drones. It's complex systems that are being manufactured outside the United States. So the U.S. made a critical mistake here in burning through a lot of its munitions by fighting Russia and actually gutting a lot of its own domestic supply at the National Guard bases or military bases across the U.S. They've been gutted of a lot of munitions. I don't know how much exactly. I'm sure that's a super secret of some kind, but they've been gutted. So the U.S. is trying to replenish that as well. And so far, that's running into major problems. Again, there's just not the supply chain domestically to be able to do that. And so, the fact that the U.S. depends on so many other countries to manufacture these munitions, this means that China realizes that the U.S. depends on these other countries for these critical munitions, and that's why China has banned the export of its rare earth minerals to those countries as well. It's the countries that supply munitions to the U.S. military. And without these rare earth minerals, the U.S. military cannot manufacture the weapons that it needs to fight a war, such as a war with China. Make sense now? China is blocking these minerals exports to these countries, not as some kind of a way to economically punish America, but as a way to block America's production of weapons of war. That's what's going on. And that's why Trump freaked out last week. And on Friday, he declared, we're going to have 100% tariffs on China, November 1st, in a fit of anger that he seems to have partially walked back since then. But the reason he got angry is because he was probably told by his advisors that this is what China is doing. China is going to make it impossible for our own country to manufacture the weapons of war and the munitions and the air defense interceptors for the Patriot systems. And, you know, Israel's Iron Dome won't function without these rare earth minerals. That's what's going on. So China is actually being very strategic in saying, hey, we're not going to sell the minerals that other countries will use to one day attack us. You know, that doesn't make any sense, right? That's what this is all about. So the U.S. military is actually in a very difficult spot here. Having burned through most of the ammo that it had, or the munitions, weapons, interceptors, etc., it doesn't have a reliable way to resupply that. The domestic production in the United States is many, many years behind. And we just don't have the infrastructure domestically. Now, there's a lot of money being poured into the construction of, as Trump calls them, plants right now in the United States, but they're going to take years to build. And even then, you know, there are big tariffs on things like copper and aluminum and so on that go into the construction of those places. And even when they're built, you got to find people willing to work there. And that's very difficult, especially when plants, you know, explode and detonate and everybody dies. So that's not a job that everybody wants, actually, especially people with nose rings for some reason. The nose rings apparently can cause static electricity sparks. It blows your face off. Yeah, you get a little bit of, RDX on your nose ring, you know, because you're down there snorting the energetics, and then it blows your face off. Okay, bad joke. I can just imagine somebody, some like woke person with a nose ring working in a explosives factory, trying to smuggle out explosives every day to hand over to Antifa or something, you know? Like committing a felony crime every 30 seconds, you know? Okay. Don't let woke leftists work at explosives factories. There's rule of thumb for the day. In the meantime, the U.S. military is going to face some real problems trying to make all this stuff. Now, what's bizarre about this whole situation is that ammo for civilians is still relatively cheap. And you know why that is? Because everybody's too broke to buy ammo. And there's also not some huge attack on the Second Amendment right now because Trump is president, not Kamala or Biden or Obama or some, you know, anti-gun left-wing lunatic. So ammo's cheap. I mean, relatively cheap, even though gunpowder costs and primer costs have skyrocketed. And also, you know, copper, obviously, used in a lot of hunting rounds and so on. Copper has gone up. All the costs of ammo have gone up, but yet ammo is still relatively cheap. That's going to change probably dramatically when the radical left starts some kind of civil war effort or whatever it is, a regional uprising, some kind of, you know, we're going to fight in the streets kind of revolt, which is probably coming. I don't think it's going to succeed. I'm not too worried about it. But when that does happen, there's going to be a lot of domestic interest in people's self-defense, let's say. A lot of people will buy more guns and more ammo at that time. Ammo might be very hard to find at that moment. So if you're looking to buy ammo anytime soon, this is a pretty good chance to do that right now. Might be better to buy ammo than silver. Who knows? It's good to have both. Let's put it that way. It's good to have both. You want to have lead, you want to have copper, silver, and gold. Like, get all the metals in different formats. And be ready for anything, just in case. But things are about to get dicey in terms of moving into World War III scenarios, which is why you need to prepare and you need to download our free AI model. We've just released it. I've mentioned that in another report. It's the downloadable version of our Enoch model. It's finally released after a delay. You can get it at brightu.ai. Click on downloads and you can download the model. You can run it locally free of charge, forever with no internet connection. It will even work in a war zone. And it's amazing. It encapsulates almost all human knowledge. It's a 12 billion parameter model. It's expertly trained in emergency first aid and nutrition and herbs and survival techniques and all kinds of stuff like that. It's the ultimate survival system, actually. It's trained on all kinds of stuff. So check that out again at brightu.ai. That's the word bright followed by the letter U. And then .ai. Or you can just go to brighteon.ai and it'll forward you there. All right, so that's the situation right now. Pray for peace, everybody, but it looks like the world is gearing up for war. So prepare for war, even though you pray for peace. Doesn't look like peace is going to last very long. And the insane spike in gold and silver prices seems to indicate there's going to be some pretty crazy financial chaos headed our way as well. So be ready for that. All right. Thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams. You can follow me at naturalnews.com or brighteon.com, or you can follow me at brighteon.social, or use our AI engine at brightu.ai. Thanks for listening. All right. Checking gold prices today. And this is the first week of October, and we're almost at $4,000 an ounce. I've got on my screen here, $39.84. Gold is rising very rapidly. And also silver prices, although a little bit more flat today, they're very close to $48. Silver's probably going to cross 50 pretty soon. Now, don't take this as financial advice. Do your own research, but the trend is undeniable. Gold and silver are exploding in terms of dollar denomination because, of course, the value of the dollar is sinking. Dollars are being destroyed by money printing and debt spending, while gold and silver are doing their job by preserving wealth. And, of course, if you want to preserve your wealth, you need to get more gold and silver. We've partnered with the Battalion Metals Company. We've been working with them for years, actually. This is what used to be Treasure Island, and they launched this new online presence with new improved services. It's called Battalion Metals. You can reach them at metalswithmike.com. It takes you straight to Battalion Metals, and there you can shop for gold and silver coins from all the trusted mints. No shenanigans, no bait and switch, not trying to sell you weird, like 3-ounce numismatics that nobody wants or other weird odd coins. There's none of that garbage. This is a trustworthy family-run business in precious metals that's been around literally for generations. They have discreet, insured delivery and vaulting services, including IRA vaulting. And seriously, check them out. Check out their prices. You can see their prices online in real time, so you can see that they're not playing, you know, rip-off games or anything like that. Honest pricing, honest products. Now, if you use discount code RANGER, if you place any order with them for physical delivery, use RANGER, they will waive the shipping insurance fee. And that saves you something. It's not a huge part of every sale, but every little bit counts. It helps you maximize the amount of metal you actually get. And I believe it's critical right now to have physical gold and silver in your hands. As the dollar collapses and as we face the possibility of a banking system collapse, and even ultimately a U.S. empire collapse that some people are predicting, something like the way the Soviet Union collapsed in 1991. Well, if that happens, the dollar is toast. And then the value that you'll have left is either what you have in metals, what you have in property, what you have in hard assets. And at that point, you may want to consider also goldbacks, which are these. Here's a stack of goldbacks. I keep these on my desk because I hand them out to people. I give them to guests and other people. Each one of these right now is 1/1000th of an ounce of physical gold inside the gold back. And these are available in different denominations with larger amounts of gold in them. So the gold is actually in the gold back, and then these allow you to spend gold like cash. And people love them at farmers markets and certain merchants across different states. And more states are opening up for gold backs, and more states are recognizing gold and silver as legal tender as well. You know, not necessarily in this form, but in any form, just that gold and silver ounces are recognized as legal tender in many, many states, and more states are coming. So if you want to get goldbacks, go to our website, verifiedgoldbacks.com, where we explain what goldbacks are, and I share my lab testing results, because we actually melted these down using a kiln. And we did different types of tests. There's the melting test. There's the acid stone test for gold purity. And we weighed them on an analytical balance in our lab to look at the actual gold mass. And then this is our ICP-MS for the gold atomic analysis. And then at the end, we produced this chart that you can see here. If you scroll down, there it is. This is the recovery chart. So out of goldbacks, how much was expected in terms of gold mass? Here's how much we recovered. So the least amount we recovered was about 102%. And the highest amount was 107%.
That was out of the five gold back units. So you're actually getting slightly more than the promised amount of gold in the gold backs. And this is critical because, you know, we have independently confirmed that these actually do contain the gold that they claim to contain. Otherwise, obviously, we wouldn't be, you know, promoting them. So you can order these from verifiedgoldbacks.com. Just click this button right here. You see this? Click this to order gold backs. And as gold prices go up, gold backs also go up in value right along with gold. So when I first started mentioning gold backs, they were $3 and something per gold back. And now they're over $7 per gold back. So those of you who already purchased gold backs, you've probably seen them double in value, if not more, depending on when you purchase them. So those are the two options we have available for you. We have battalion medals that you can reach via metalswithmike.com for gold and silver coins that are recognized coins from recognized mints, or gold backs from verifiedgoldbacks.com that you can allow you to spend gold like cash. So those are the options we have available for you. And just, again, don't take this as financial advice. Check with your own financial advisors. Do your own research. Make your own decisions. But at the end of the day, the people who listen to this and who got gold in the last couple of years or silver, they have seen the value of that just skyrocket in terms of dollar denominations. In fact, gold was only around, well, just under $2,000 in 2022. And now it's about $4,000. So it's doubled in about 3 years, or maybe a little bit over 3 years. That is significant. That is outperforming almost all of the stock market indexes and stock market funds and so on without the risk of stock market loss. Because when you have gold and silver in your hands, then there's no counterparty risk. You have it in your possession. You hold it, you own it, and it can't vanish overnight if a bank fails, or if a currency fails, or if a government fails. Gold and silver will outlast the dollar. They will outlast the United States government. They will outlast the Treasury and the Federal Reserve. Mark my words. Gold's mentioned in the Bible. It's been around since the dawn of human civilization, and it will still be here after this whole system collapses, if it does. So you want real value that maintains that value? Gold and silver is your answer. Again, metalswithmike.com, and use discount code RANGER to have the shipping insurance waived off of your order. So thank you for supporting us, and thank you for supporting yourself so that you'll have some assets when, you know, when this economic storm blows through. It's going to be something interesting, that's for sure. Thanks for watching. I'm Mike Adams of Brighteon.com and naturalnews.com. Take care.